proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Brach and I want to thank you for joining me. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part one of this lesson entitled, The Holy Tongue. Each year on the 21st of the Jewish month of Tevet, Israel celebrates Hebrew Language Day. This date falls in January. This date is the Hebrew birthday of Eliezer ben Yehuda, the father of modern Hebrew. With this in mind, this Hebrew nugget is dedicated to all who love the Hebrew language. The rebirth of Hebrew as a spoken modern language in Israel is truly a great miracle. A bit of history will help us to understand the magnitude of this. The Bible, or the Tanakh, clearly teaches that God created Adam and Eve with the gift of language. It is clear from Genesis 11 verse 1 that there was only one language before the Tower of Babel, and conservative Judeo-Christian tradition has always held that Hebrew as the original language. Hebrew was the language of Moses and all the prophets, and of course, the language of the Tanakh. It was a living language used by the Israelites until the Babylonian exile in 586 BC, when it began to be replaced by Aramaic, the political and cultural language of the Near East. When Nehemiah read the Torah, written in Hebrew, to the returning exiles gathered at the water gate in Jerusalem, he had to have a translator with him on the wooden platform that he had built to interpret or to give the sense. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8:8, "So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading." Every language student knows the rule. If you don't use it, you will lose it. After living for 70 years in Babylon, many of the Israelites had lost fluency in Hebrew. Once they returned to the land of Israel, though, and under Nehemiah's leadership, they did regain their use of Hebrew, and it remained the commonly spoken language of the Israelites until the dispersion in 70 AD, after the temple was destroyed. Even during the New Testament era, Hebrew, along with Aramaic, were commonly used. Aramaic did not necessarily replace Hebrew, as some people believe. The dispersion, or galut, as we say in Hebrew, lasted almost 2 millennia. Much longer than the 70 years of Babylonian exile. Thus, the diaspora Jews adopted as their common vernacular the languages from the lands where they resided. Dr. Alvin Schiff was once the president of the National Center for the Hebrew Language. In his essay, Why Hebrew is Fundamental, he writes that Hebrew, quote, "never ceased to be a medium of religious expression for the Jewish people, and that it is the vehicle of the sacred past of the eternal Jewish values." Ahad Haman, in 1893, in his essay, Imitation and Assimilation, viewed the role of Hebrew during the dispersion as both the expression of Judaic heritage and the key to the survival of the Jewish people during the long millennia. He taught that when the Holy Land was once again the physical center of the Jewish people, then the Hebrew language would be the bridge between the land and the diaspora. Once again, Dr. Schiff wrote, quote, "Although the initial steps toward the revival of Hebrew in modern times took place in Europe, its full-blown development occurred in the Jewish homeland, with the arrival in the Holy Land of Eastern European Zionist pioneers, chief of whom was Eliezer ben Yehuda, who was originally from Lithuania." According to the excellent biography Fulfillment and Prophecy, written by ben Yehuda's grandson of the same name, at age 19, ben Yehuda already had a vision of a national and spiritual home for the Jewish people. He felt that a Jewish state would need a common language to unify the people, and he thought it should be Hebrew, and he dedicated his life to this goal. Hebrew has been the language of the Jews throughout their existence. During the dispersion from the land, its use has waned. During returns to land, there's been revivalists of the language like Ben Yehuda and Nehemiah before him. These visionaries have realized that Hebrew was essential for the survival of the Jewish people, for their spiritual continuity, and for the establishment of the Jewish state. So, of course, the language of that nation had to be reborn. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today as we've been discussing this Hebrew nugget. Join us again next time to hear the conclusion of this lesson on the rebirth of the Hebrew language. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.